I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Game four of this road trip is in the books, and it's a fourth straight defeat for your boys in blue. They dropped the opener in San Diego by a final score of 4-0. Royals shut out for the seventh time this season. No team in baseball has been blanked more often than the Kansas City Royals. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, I'm hoping, I was kind of rushed there. It's a very short intro to this show because I normally want to get on the air very quickly. I remember this spring telling the boss, hey, can you make my open very short? Because I know Royals fans leaving Kauffman Stadium, listening during a road trip. They don't want to wait. They want to get on the air and talk about their baseball team. Well, so didn't have enough time to properly do the math, but I think I'm right here. Following this loss tonight, the Royals are now on pace, to win 45 games. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, that's not going to happen. They're not going to go 45-117. That's not going to happen. But still, boy, oh boy. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well if you can't find the words. If you can't verbalize the words, if you can shoot them my way, use the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Now, as far as the game is concerned, I know some people listen in the morning, listen to the podcast, and you can always download the podcast on the Odyssey app. Just seek Vern on Baseball. As far as the game is concerned, it's very simple. It's often simple. It boils down to pitching. Brad Keller starting for the Royals, Michael Wacha for the Padres. Brad Keller, it was painful to watch. I don't believe it's because I like him. I've known him since they've acquired him back in 2018. He's an easy guy to pull for. I can't imagine that's the reason why I had a difficult time watching that. I would imagine some of you out there are yet to really interact with Brad Keller. It was still hard to watch, wasn't it? You know, you There was a moment there where he threw the fastball, 4 feet above the pitcher's head, and you're thinking, has this guy got the yips? And if so, what are you going to do with him? Even if he doesn't have the thing, what are you going to do with Brad Keller? Because I can't watch that anymore. You know, it's a lot like, I don't know if you guys remember the World Baseball Classic, watching Daniel Bard of the Rockies. Daniel Bard, who has admitted that he has, like a lot of people, dealt with, mental health issues. He's dealt with the yips. It's a real thing. Just unable to repeat your delivery, unable to execute. Keller, 3 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs somehow, and a career-high 8 walks. Brad Keller becoming the first big leaguer to walk 8 in a game in about 3 years. So that's what your pitcher did. Their pitcher took a no-hitter into the 8th inning. So that's the game right there. Yeah, if you're surprised to hear, Keller only allowed 2 earned runs. Yeah, the Royals were in the game throughout. It was enough to really drive you mad Because the entire time watching the game, you're thinking, they're not coming back. Yeah, we can sit here and talk about all of the missed opportunities for San Diego. The way that Max Castillo came in and shut the door in the fourth inning and picked up Brad Keller, as even Keller himself was able to wiggle out of a few jams with a big assist from Vinny Pasquantino. Nice play at first in the first inning. I mean, it is true, the Royals were always in this game, didn't fall behind by four runs until the seventh inning. So a three-run deficit is anything but insurmountable. They were in the game, but as you're watching along, the Royals fan inside, the history of this team would tell you, they ain't coming back. Go to bed. What are you doing? Don't stay up. You're just going to be frustrated because they're not going to mount a comeback, and they didn't. We'll get to Brad Keller. There's a whole other discussion to have pertaining to Brad Keller. But before we get to Brad, let's talk about what actually matters in this season that now has a Royals ball club 19 games below 500. They've lost, there's no point of even giving the record, they've lost 31 of their first 43 games. So what matters is next year and the year after that, because this year is a wrap. So as we look ahead to 2024, 2025, yeah, Max Castillo, who just turned 24. Yeah, nice showing. I don't know if it's a pressurized spot as... it's all hands on deck. We're drowning here, Max. Max goes out, cleans up the mess in the fourth, retires the side in the fifth, and goes 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. He throws 42 pitches, does not allow a hit. Keep in mind, Max Castillo threw 47 pitches last Monday and then 80 pitches on Friday. So for him to come out tonight and throw 47 and not allow a single hit, yeah, kudos to him. And under 25, it's worth paying attention to. A guy that is 25, Vinny Pasquantino, as I promised you on the On Deck show, got off the schneid, snaps his 0-for-19 with that ninth inning single, also with the aforementioned terrific defensive play that he made in the opening frame. Michael Massey's the one that breaks up the no-hitter. He goes 1-for-3, him and Vinny with the only base hits tonight. Massey, by the way, has now hit safely in 9 of his last 11 games, a batting average of .375 over that stretch. You know, Michael Garcia made a sensational defensive play. The 23-year-old in the bottom of the 7th inning with the Royals now down 4, but with a man on 3rd and 2 outs. Garcia, the third baseman's playing back behind the bag, and the Padres' 9-hitter lays down a perfect bunt. But Garcia, showing that cool, calm, collected nature, at times makes you wonder, is he just floating out there? Is he locked in? Does he have the focus that he needs? That was my big concern, and it turns out I'm dead wrong. Because, yeah, the kid's locked in. He just makes it look good. He's just cool with it. Playing back behind the third base bag, he charges bare hands and throws a missile to Vinny at first base to keep the deficit at 4. Garcia, sure, went 0-for-3 at the dish and is now 1-for-his-last-22, but he made a nice defensive play. That's all I got. There's really nothing else to note from this game. Max Castillo, Vinny and Massey with the knock, a nice defensive play from Michael Garcia, but we got to talk about Brad Keller. What is the move? You want him to go to the bullpen? Okay. Who the hell's pitching for this team then? It's almost midnight. I feel comfortable. Who's pitching for this team? Royals lose 4-0. They've dropped all 4 on this 9-game road trip. We got 5 to go. 2 more in San Diego and then 3 in Chicago. 0-4 thus far, and they turn to Brady Singer. Here we go again. Brady, our lonely eyes turn to you. Can you please put the team on your back and carry us to victory? Phone lines are open for you, 9-1.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
3-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We discuss Brad Keller and get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. This is the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right now, we're talking to Brett Beach, general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
To go in the first round and to be a local kid, to play at a local school and then have the draft, I mean, in your hometown city, I mean, I'm sure that will be documented one day, and there will be a book or a story on that. And, you know, hopefully a bunch of those chapters in that book details the awesome career he has here.
610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
That's a 4-0 loss. Royals shut out in San Diego. It was close throughout, never really felt that way. It was just the fan inside of you. Right, that's what it was. It was the fan inside of you. Maybe it was also the fact that I placed that plus 200 bet, money line bet on the Royals earlier today. You never make a bet on the fly. Let me just tell you that. I work all afternoon to identify what bets are the way to go, and then the double play pops up on the On Deck show, and you see it there, and you're thinking, you know, something's got to give. Sure, Walker's been pitching well, and Keller's been awful. But that's so very baseball, and, well, that's how you lose a lot of money. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. You know how you lose a lot of games in Major League Baseball? Take a listen to this. Brad Keller has walked more batters than anyone in Major League Baseball. Brad Keller has the highest whip in all of Major League Baseball. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. So it's basically Brad Keller gives up the most base runners in Major League Baseball. Jordan Lyles has allowed the most runs in Major League Baseball. And the Royals bullpen has the fourth highest ERA in Major League Baseball. You ain't winning with that type of pitching unless your other three starters are Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and Roger Clemens on steroids. That's why you're 12-31. Because you have one of the five worst pitching staffs, and your offense is Salvador Perez and a bunch of question marks. Now, listen, you know, Vinny Pasquantino, big old thumbs up. Bobby Witt Jr., you are a big leaguer. You're going to be around for quite a while. Other than that, what else do you feel comfortable saying about anyone else in this lineup outside of Salvador Perez? Vinny's a hitting machine. Bobby Witt's a big leaguer. What else? And that's why you're 12-31. We'll hear from Brad Keller in just a moment. We'll discuss what happens next with number 56. But first, let's head out to the Ozarks and talk with our buddy Raj. Raj, you're on 610 Sports Radio following the 4-0 loss. Go ahead.
Hey, Vernon. A couple of always love your show and always love your passion. Let's start with that right there. Guy, you love baseball just like me. I love it too. It's the only sport I don't officiate, to tell you the truth, and that's why I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
Didn't we hire a psychologist or somebody on the bench? Stop running him out there. Please stop putting Brad Keller out there. My gosh. Not to mention his psyche going out. But what about the eight guys that have to take the field when they run out of the dugout to start the game? They got to be all going, oh, my God. So do something with him. Wait till the game gets away and bring him in the seventh or something till he gets his stuff right. But, my gosh, I can't watch this torture. Now we're just torturing the guy. And if we're evaluating Vern I wish some of the press would go, well, when did the decisions start being made? If we're going to have an evaluation season, like, is it nothing, no decisions are made till the end of the year?
With the young guys, yes. No, that question's been asked. Cody and Gold brought it up with J.J. Piccolo. And when you're talking about the guys that they're evaluating, yeah, that's not going to come until the end of the season. They're not evaluating Brad or Greinke or Jackie Bradley Jr. or Hunter Dozier. These guys aren't a part of the long-term plans. You know, Dozier might be on his way out within the month. Keller's likely out at the end of the season. So it is going to take 162, according to JJ, to truly evaluate Bobby and Vinny, Massey, and the rest.
Well, I wish they'd stop running Brad out there. I really do feel sorry for him.
Me too, yep.
I really do. That was painful to listen. I can't watch it. Thanks for explaining the gladiator helmet to me last night, because I came up to one ball game and watched Singer pitch early when he won at the start of the season. I don't remember that there, but I saw the Royals' last road trip, that last 10-game road trip, is when it started. Well, I wish they hadn't sent the Dennett crown back, because I know it's not the Chicago Cubs goat, but I don't think sending that back, that gave me a jinxy feeling there. So I think they should have kept the crown that they originally had coming. And it showed up dented, and they sent it back. I wish they would have just kept that. But I did like, if Garcia can play like third base like that in front of 43,000 people, that's pretty darn good. You saw, what were your views on that? I mean, that sounded impressive.
Yeah. No, the kid's heart rate doesn't beat as fast as it should for someone that has less than 30 games under his belt. Thanks for the phone call, Rog. You can tell that this kid has that big league lineage. He's got that bloodline with Ronald Acuna, Alcides Escobar, and two or three others sharing that bloodline that have made it to the big leagues. It shows with that composure. And like I mentioned, that composure last year to me looked like a laissez-faire attitude. Looked like he was aloof at times. So far this season, it's anything but. Now, sure, yesterday makes a defensive blunder, laying the tag on Christian Yelich in Milwaukee before securing the throw from Salvador Perez as Yelich was trying to steal second base, but I'm happy to see Q run him back out there. Not only because he's the best option at third base, he's a guy you need to evaluate at the dish, at third base, just on the field, period. But glad that he ran him out there just for the kid's confidence. Now, I don't know how shook the kid's confidence is, despite him being, as I mentioned, one for his last 22. Now, as I say all of that, eye test wise, he looks to me more like a guy on the up the middle, shortstop, second base, center field. He's 23, could easily fill out, who knows. But as of right now, he looks more like a shortstop. Bobby looks more like a third baseman. Prado, been fantastic out there and left, but still looks more like a first baseman. Vinny looks like a DH. MJ Melendez looks kind of like a DH. And the Royals right now are a bad team, 12-31, and they look to Brady Singer to save it for him tomorrow. All right, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. Brad Keller addressing the media, Bally Sports, Kansas City with the audio. Keller tonight becomes the 11th pitcher in franchise history to walk eight or more in a game, and the first since Runelvis Hernandez, who walked nine back in 2006. And of the other 11 pitchers to reach eight walks in an outing, all of them were able to make it through four innings of work, all of them except for Brad Keller. Let's hear from BK.
A lot of walks, unacceptable. Put the team in a bad spot and put the bullpen in a bad spot, just unacceptable.
You talked a lot about what you've been working on lately. Is it similar issues that you've been dealing with over the past couple starts that hurt you tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Similar stuff. I feel like it was exemplified tonight, but tried to battle through as much as I could.
What do you mean, exemplified?
I just feel like, you know, whenever I try to correct it, I feel like it like almost went reverse effect in a way. So, you know, I try to slow down, felt like slow down too much, try to speed up and speed up too much. So it's like, couldn't quite find that happy medium.
And when you talk about trying to find a happy medium and doing things like that, what is something that you can potentially try to work on moving going forward to the next start to really get that home back in?
I mean, I just continuous reps, continues to work on the right things, make the right moves towards the plate, and just continue to pound that in my mind and feel it over and over again.
Brad Keller takes the loss. Annie Rogers of MLB.com, Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star asking the questions there. Keller now, again, 3-4 on the season. He's walked at least four batters in each of his last six starts. And only once in his last six trips to the hill has he recorded an out in the sixth inning. How about this statistic as we take a look at my game notes, which, as always, are brought to you by our friends, Jay's Southland Tow Service. This note from Kyle Glazer of Baseball America, he tweeted out, as Brad Keller threw 94 pitches to record 11 outs. Again, 8 walks. 94 pitches, 39 strikes. Staggering. On a percentage basis, Brad Keller threw the second fewest strikes of anyone with 90-plus pitches in a game in the last 28 years. That's not good news. I mean, as Mike Sweeney said as the game was going on, Brad Keller's like a kid driving down a mountain with no brakes right now. And like Raj said, man, it was tough to watch. I'm glad you said that because I was... You know, I always try to think of fans first and you know, being a proper representation of how you guys are feeling. And I didn't know if I was biased because I do like him as a 27-year-old young man. Yeah, I didn't know if I was biased. That was tough to watch. It's tough to watch someone that's... It's easier to watch someone grind through an injury. I always think of Isaiah Thomas limping on that ankle in the 88 NBA Finals. I'd rather watch that. I'd rather watch someone... Well, I don't want to watch someone get hurt. And speaking of which, Brad Keller almost knocked Manny Machado's next 2 months out. Hit him on that left hand. Second inning. Yeah, Machado left the game. Good news, though, out of the San Diego clubhouse. X-rays were negative, no broken bones for Manny Machado. But I'd almost rather watch someone grimace in pain than just not have it. And when I say not have it, it just seems as if it's just not all lined up upstairs right now for Brad Keller. So what are the options? Keep in mind, this team only has four starters right now. Daniel Lynch, according to J.J. Piccolo, as you heard yesterday on 610 Sports Radio, they believe Daniel Lynch needs one, maybe two more rehab starts before returning. So you might not see Daniel Lynch for another 2 weeks. So you look down to Omaha and you say, okay, who else can join the fray? You know, Chris Bubich is on the shelf. Daniel Lynch, we just discussed. Brady Singer pitching tomorrow. You know, Jordan Lyles isn't going anywhere. He's, sure, 0-7 with the second worst ERA in Major League Baseball, but he's going to take the ball. Zach Greinke's not going anywhere, hopefully, even though this was around the time last year where Zach Greinke started to deal with that forearm tightness. So you got Greinke, Lyles, Singer, and then where else do you go? Jonathan Heasley, Austin Cox, Daniel Megden. And apparently he's back in the organization and suddenly is one of their options, I guess. I know he's not on the 40-man roster, but someone's got a pitch. And you look at what Jonathan Heasley's done down in Omaha. It's getting better, sure, but his ERA is still 8. So, okay, Austin Cox gets the starts. Okay, so now we got 4 starters. Now we're going to bullpen games. It's a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mess. Text line is there for you, 913-586-7610. Here's what Michael Wacha had to say on going back out there in the 8th inning. Again, just dealing 101 pitches through 7 innings, 7 no-hit innings. Yeah, he was dealing. He was just striking out too many. That's why his pitch count got up there. He struck out a career-high 11. Here's what he had to say to Bally Sports San Diego about going back out there with 101 pitches.
I definitely wanted to keep going. You know, I've been close a couple times in my career, and so, you know, thought maybe this was a special night tonight. But ended up leaving the changeup up a little bit too much there in the eighth and ended there. But nonetheless, it was a fun night.
Michael Wacha picks up the win. Brad Keller the loss. Royal shutout in San Diego by a final count of 4-0. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Austin Nola, and he bunts, third base side. Here comes Carpenter, Garcia barehand, throw to first, he got him, and the inning is over. Michael Garcia, forget the weather, he's flashing the fingers. A bunt from Austin Nola, Garcia charged, fielded with his bare hand, and threw on target to first to end the inning. He started the double play. Now he saves a run. That is brilliant right there from Michael Garcia.
Yeah, not too shabby from Jake Eisenberg either. Man, what a great call. Michael Garcia keeping the deficit at 4. There in the bottom of the 7th inning. The deficit would remain there all the way until the end of the game. Royals lose 4-0. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Joey in Grain Valley notes that it's getting ugly. Yes, indeed. From the 816, Vern, they don't even have that much talent in the minor leagues. It's all here right now. Well, as far as the talent that's close, yeah. Yeah, you're right. There ain't no one. Well, there's no prospects in Omaha waiting to help. Nicky Lopez is going to start his rehab assignment with Omaha tomorrow. Drew Waters will continue his rehab assignment with Omaha tomorrow, his second week. He could still be down there for about 2 more weeks. And Daniel Lynch will pitch, as Annie Rogers of MLB.com reported. He'll pitch on Wednesday as he makes his 4th rehab start. But as far as the next hotshot prospect, those guys are all in A-ball. The Caden Wallace and Frank Mazzucato, the Ben Kudernas and Gavin Crosses, they're all down at low A or high A. From the 478, hey Vern, didn't Mr. Sherman state last year that the record was unacceptable, but this year is acceptable? He fired Matheny for this, I thought. Well, first of all, once Dayton Moore was fired, Mike Matheny knew he was next. That was just collateral damage. That didn't have to do with the win-loss record. No, Dayton took that. Everything else was just in his wake, including Mike Matheny. And yeah, last year's record was unacceptable to ownership, and this year's record does not appear as if it's going to be any better, but, and this is almost as frustrating, if you go back and listen to some of my shows in late April, that frustration came through quite often. Now, I'm not going to say that the organization expected to be this bad, 19 games below 500 in the third week of May. But, you know, with the injuries to Isbell, Waters, Lynch, Bubich, and Nicky Lopez, you know, that's a 20% of the guys that you were depending on, were expecting to evaluate. And while, yes, you still would be a bad team even if you had those four guys, instead of 12-31, maybe you're something like, 16-27. Still bad, just not as bad. Furthermore, the organization, and this is what I'm talking about with the frustration back at the end of May, top to bottom, it seemed as if there was a brace for this. They knew this was coming. They knew losing was coming from top to bottom, and we all did. It's just always hard when you see the organization, you know, putting that seatbelt on even before game one. But yeah, it'll be interesting to hear Mr. Sherman, and hopefully I get a chance to sit down with him as the All-Star break approaches, just like he was kind enough to do last year. I hope we're able to do that again. Alex writes in, Vern, what's the update on Lynch? What is Jackson Kowar doing? And whatever happened to Asa Lacy? No. Well, the update on Lynch, he'll pitch on Wednesday, his fourth rehab start. Jackson Kowar is a relief pitcher right now with the Omaha Storm Chasers, not the closer. I'm pretty sure the closer's Nick Whitgren. No, he's, you know, kind of like the seventh, eighth inning guy. He's pitched 20 innings with the Storm Chasers. His ERA is just a shade under 8. And Asa Lacy, Asa Lacy hasn't pitched in with one of the affiliates. He's going to start, you would think, with Double A, but no, has not pitched this season. So, honestly, I respectfully, to the former number 4 overall pick, Asa Lacy, in that 2020 draft, respectfully to the young man, I'm not really concerned. You know, until you're putting up numbers at the Double A.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Now for Brad Keller. So what are the options? Keep in mind, this team only has 4 starters right now. Now, Daniel Lynch, according to J.J. Piccolo, as you heard yesterday on 610 Sports Radio, they believe Daniel Lynch needs 1, maybe 2 more rehab starts before returning. So, you might not see Daniel Lynch for another 2 weeks. So you look down to Omaha and you say, okay, who else can join the fray? You know, Chris Bubich is on the shelf. Daniel Lynch, we just discussed. Brady Singer pitching tomorrow. You know, Jordan Lyles isn't going anywhere. He's, sure, 0-7 with the second worst ERA in Major League Baseball, but he's going to take the ball. Zach Greinke's not going anywhere, hopefully, even though this was around the time last year where Zach Greinke started to deal with that forearm tightness. So you got Greinke, Lyles, Singer, and then where else do you go? Jonathan Heasley, Austin Cox, Daniel Megden, And apparently he's back in the organization and suddenly is one of their options, I guess. I know he's not on the 40-man roster, but someone's got a pitch. And you look at what Jonathan Heasley's done down in Omaha. It's getting better, sure, but his ERA is still 8. So, okay, Austin Cox gets the starts. Okay, so now we got 4 starters. Now we're going to bullpen games. It's a mess, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mess. Text line is there for you, 913-586-7610. Here's what Michael Wacha had to say on going back out there in the 8th inning. Again, just dealing 101 pitches through 7 innings, 7 no-hit innings. Yeah, he was dealing. He was just striking out too many. That's why his pitch count got up there. He struck out a career-high 11. Here's what he had to say to Bally Sports San Diego about going back out there with 101 pitches.
I definitely wanted to keep going. You know, I've been close a couple times in my career, and so, you know, thought maybe this was a special night tonight. But ended up leaving the changeup up a little bit too much there in the eighth and ended there. But nonetheless, it was a fun night.
Michael Wacha picks up the win. Brad Keller the loss. Royal shutout in San Diego by a final count of 4-0. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch to Austin Nola, and he bunts, third base side. Here comes Carpenter, Garcia barehand, throw to first, he got him, and the inning is over. Mikel Garcia, forget the weather, he's flashing the fingers. A bunt from Austin Nola, Garcia charged, fielded with his bare hand and threw on target to first to end the inning. He started the double play. Now he saves a run. That is brilliant right there from Mikel Garcia.
Yeah, not too shabby from Jake Eisenberg either. Man, what a great call. Mikel Garcia keeping the deficit at 4. There in the bottom of the 7th inning. The deficit would remain there all the way until the end of the game. Royals lose 4-0. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Joey in Grain Valley notes that it's getting ugly. Yes, indeed. From the 816, Vern, they don't even have that much talent in the minor leagues. It's all here right now. Well, as far as the talent that's close, yeah, you're right. There ain't no one. Well, there's no prospects in Omaha waiting to help. Nicky Lopez is going to start his rehab assignment with Omaha tomorrow. Drew Waters will continue his rehab assignment with Omaha tomorrow, his second week. He could still be down there for about 2 more weeks. And Daniel Lynch will pitch, as Annie Rogers of MLB.com reported. He'll pitch on Wednesday as he makes his 4th rehab start. But as far as the next hotshot prospect, those guys are all in A-ball. The Caden Wallace and Frank Mazzucato, the Ben Kudernas and Gavin Crosses, they're all down at low A or high A. From the 478, hey Vern, didn't Mr. Sherman state last year that the record was unacceptable, but this year is acceptable? He fired Matheny for this, I thought. Well, Well, first of all, once Dayton Moore was fired, Mike Matheny knew he was next. That was just collateral damage. That didn't have to do with the win-loss record. No, Dayton took that. Everything else was just in his wake, including Mike Matheny. And yeah, last year's record was unacceptable to ownership, and this year's record does not appear as if it's going to be any better, but... And this is almost as frustrating. If you go back and listen to some of my shows in late April, that frustration came through quite often. Now, I'm not going to say that the organization expected to be this bad. 19 games below 500 in the third week of May. But, you know, with the injuries to Isbell, Waters, Lynch, Bubich, and Nicky Lopez, you know, that's a 20% of the guys that you were depending on, were expecting to evaluate. And while, yes, you still would be a bad team even if you had those four guys, instead of 12-31, maybe you're something like, 16-27. Still bad, just not... as bad. Furthermore, the organization, and this is what I'm talking about with the frustration back at the end of May, top to bottom, it seemed as if there was a brace for this. They knew this was coming. They knew losing was coming from top to bottom. And we all did. It's just always hard when you see the organization, you know, putting that seatbelt on even before game one. But yeah, it'll be interesting to hear Mr. Sherman, and hopefully I get a chance to sit down with him as the All-Star break approaches, just like he was kind enough to do last year. I hope we're able to do that again. Alex writes in, Vern, what's the update on Lynch? What is Jackson Kowar doing? And whatever happened to Asa Lacy? Well, the update on Lynch, he'll pitch on Wednesday his fourth rehab start. Jackson Kowar is a relief pitcher right now with the Omaha Storm Chasers, not the closer. I'm pretty sure the closer's Nick Whitgren. No, he's kind of like the 7th, 8th inning guy. He's pitched 20 innings with the Storm Chasers. His ERA is just a shade under 8. And Asa Lacy, No, Asa Lacy hasn't pitched in with one of the affiliates. He's going to start, you would think, with Double A, but no, has not pitched this season. So, honestly, I respectfully to the former number 4 overall pick, Asa Lacy, in that 2020 draft, respectfully to the young man, I'm not really concerned. You know, until you're putting up numbers at the Double A level, I really can't feign interest. Now, Jackson Kowar, I didn't hold my breath for that. Certainly not Asa Lacy. Daniel Lynch, I would love to see him forget Wednesday in Omaha. I'd like to see him Wednesday in San Diego or Friday in Chicago, but okay. Now, JJ said earlier this week it's kind of like a second spring training for Daniel, which is understandable, right? He was knocked out with that rotator cuff injury right at the end of spring training. Didn't do anything in April. Okay, want to build him up, want to be careful with him. He ain't making a playoff push. There's no reason to rush him back, so I guess I understand. Rally Mantis wishes George Brett a happy 70th birthday. I got to imagine he's sleeping. Well, maybe not. Who knows? He is George Brett. From the 816, Vern, the Royals are embarrassing. Why doesn't baseball want a salary floor and cap? I just don't get it. Baseball owners want a salary cap. They just don't want the floor. And baseball players want the floor. They just don't want the cap. And baseball players and owners hate one another. From the 816, hey Vern, Brad Keller exits in the fourth with an eighth walk, a wild pitch, a hit batter, a fielding error, and 93 pitches? Those are, simply put, ridiculous numbers for a big league starting pitcher. Yeah, it was painful to watch. From the 785, Vern, as soon as these fools fall behind, it's time to run the vacuum or sawmill or whatever it takes to get through another half inning. Ken Harvey is jealous of this. Why would he be jealous? Maybe he feels seen by this or sees similarities with this. I don't know why he would be jealous unless he... No, that doesn't make sense to me. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, this is probably as bad as we've seen. Are you sure they'll win more than 45 games? You said it best. Who's going to pitch for this team? Hopefully Singer can put us on pace to win 48 games with a good outing tomorrow. Yep, that's where we are. So you know what? Let's look ahead to tomorrow. Brady Singer on the hill squaring off with fellow right-hander Seth Lugo. It's an 8:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. I'll give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to see Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani come to Kauffman Stadium on Father's Day. So be listening tomorrow at 7:30. Great job by Luke Bell back at the studio. Really appreciate your help. We've got a long way to go, ladies and gentlemen. A long way to go, like 119 more games. Pack a lunch. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.